This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. This one for a Thursday. It's the 21st of March. It's 2024. Happy March Madness, everybody. If you're watching or listening to this podcast at the start of the day, oh, man, do we have a fantastic slate of basketball ahead of us. Michigan State tips it off at 12:15. Oakland's going to take on Kentucky primetime at 7:15 on CBS. Not to mention, the Wings are going to play the Islanders. It's a great day of sports. Like, if you're a sports fan, this is the trifecta of sports. Gambling, basketball, boozing, and you get a little big-time hockey game, Wings and Islanders. But I did promise you something with yesterday's podcast. Yesterday, I told you all about the Wings come from behind victory against the Columbus Blue Jackets. But I also told you that I did that podcast when I already had a podcast done because I thought that win was so important for the Red Wings. So I wanted to give you the podcast I already had done. So let me go ahead and give that to you now. It's about Brad Holmes and free agency and a member of this radio station saying we all owe Holmes an apology if you thought free agency at the start was underwhelming. So I want to play that podcast for you now. Here's one thing, though. Since I made that podcast, of course, things have changed. Cam Sutton, the quarterback for the Detroit Lions, is actually wanted by the police. Story broke yesterday. Apparently accused of domestic violence in Florida, happened back on March 7th. Has not been heard from for about 2 weeks now. Phone is off, never went back to his house, so nobody really knows what's going on. The one thing I think this might mean is he might have played his last game as a Detroit Lion. Now, I understand football isn't the biggest part of this story, but I guess keep that in mind while watching this podcast that Brad Holmes might not be done in free agency. All right, let's get you to the podcast. Brad Holmes, do we owe him an apology? Let me know what you think. The Lions went out and signed Kevin Zeitler, the right guard, formerly of the Ravens. He's in his mid-30s, 1 year, $6 million. I'm sure there's incentives there as well. Great signing. The Lions have the best offensive line in football. I don't think there's any question about that. If you look at PFF grades, their left tackle, Taylor Decker, he's the 16th ranked left tackle in the NFL. Graham Glasgow, who is now pretty much their left guard ever since Zeitler joined the team, he's the 8th best guard in football. Frank Ragnow, top-ranked center in the NFL. Kevin Zeitler, he's the 15th ranked guard in the NFL. And then Penei Sewell, your eventual left tackle who now plays right tackle. He's the best right tackle in the NFL. And I got to believe he's going to be the best left tackle in the NFL, too, when he eventually makes the switch. By going out and giving Kevin Zeitler, you made your offensive line the best in the NFL.
It was a great move by Brad Holmes. And it was a really good contract. It's 1 year. He's in his mid-30s. If things don't work out, no big deal. It's $6 million. You look at all these other guards getting big-time money, and then you look at Zeitler, and you're like, $6 million for a guy that went to the Pro Bowl last year? Yes, please. Let's do it. If you look at the stats, PFF had him 15th overall as far as guards rank. He's great at pass blocking, second best in football. He's not great at run blocking, the 27th best in football. But the thing I love the most about him, the thing I truly love about Kevin Zeitler, not the video that he made of doing offensive line drills while his wife was giving birth, or at least waiting to give birth. No, that was cool. This is even cooler. Do you know, since he was drafted, he was a first-round pick back in 2012. Since he was drafted in 2012, 12 years ago, he's missed 12 games. He's reliable. He's available. He's everything that ends in a bull. It's fantastic. Because my biggest beef with Lions free agency has been a bunch of guys that are kind of injury prone. So I love the move. I think it's a great move. And I think Brad Holmes has done a nice job. In fact, I want to give him a grade. A through F, I give him a B. And I'll tell you why it's not an A. But I also have a question that goes with my grade. Because yesterday I was walking my dog around my neighborhood. I got a gorgeous shug. You've seen her on this podcast if you watch it on YouTube. Her name is Bouncy. She's 12 and a half years old. Man, I hope she's with us for a while. She's a sweetheart. Love her to death. You probably don't care. I do, though. Anyway, so I'm walking my dog around the neighborhood, and I tune into the Odyssey app, and I'm listening to our midday show, Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, right? They've been on the air forever. And I hear Doug Karsh say something that I don't think he was talking to me, but I kind of feel like maybe he was talking to me. Doug Karsh said after the Zeitler signing was announced, it was made official yesterday, he said, I think a lot of people owe Brad Holmes an apology. And I'm like, why would you owe Brad Holmes an apology? And he's like, a lot of people doubted Brad Holmes. And I'm like, ooh, I kind of doubted Brad Holmes. I did a podcast, I think it was last week or the week before. Like, Brad Holmes early on was pretty underwhelming to me. And I was one of the people at this radio station that decided to say something about it. In fact, I think you, if I remember correctly, might have agreed with me. But since that podcast, Holmes has gone out and got DJ Reader. That's a great signing. But again, the availability issue scares me. Dealing with a torn quad, that sounds painful. And then he got Kevin Zeitler as well. And that, to me, is the best signing. That is the best signing. It's zero risk. It's super high reward. And you needed a guard. And now you got one. Graham Glasgow moves over to left guard because Zeitler only plays right guard. And away we go. You know how many times last season the offensive line was banged up. What'd they have? Only 9 games, I think, all season long, including the playoffs, where they had their starting offensive line play together. So it's a great signing. It's a great signing. But yes, I was also one of the guys that was rather underwhelmed by the other signings in free agency. So when I heard Doug say, do we owe Brad Holmes an apology? I started to wonder, do I? Why? Because I was underwhelmed? So let's go over it. Let's go over what seems to be it for free agency. Because they filled all their holes. They did a hell of a job doing that. And now you can draft the best player available in the draft. Like, they have a ready-made team right now. And they're only going to get better because they can draft whoever they want in the draft. They can move up. They can move back. You know Brad Holmes is an unbelievably great drafter. He kills and murders and maims the draft. So the Lions are in a great situation. And that's why yesterday's podcast with the Mike Greenberg comment, that's why it was so stupid, right? I don't think the Lions are going anywhere. But I can't give them an A. I can't give them an A because if you look at the free agents on this team that Brad Holmes went out and got, a lot of them get injured. Kevin Zeitler is a great signing. We already talked about him. He's available. He always plays. DJ Reader, a great signing. but it could get downgraded to good or not that good because he's injury prone. And it's understandable. I mean, that is a big dude late in his career playing a position that takes a lot of physicality. So, yes, these guys come with a lot of injuries already on them. But you're talking about two quads, one in each leg that he's recouped from. One in 2020 and the other he's doing right now. No, he says he's going to be ready for the season. But will he? I don't know. But it scares me. It definitely scares me. You re-signed Grant Glasgow. That was a good move. You re-signed Donovan Peoples-Jones. We'll see if that's a good move. You re-signed Zonovan Knight for some depth at running back. Okay. Marcus Davenport is another one. Defensive end, first-round pick, has all the talent in the world. But, you guessed it, can't stay healthy. Played in all the four games last year. So, you wanted an impactful D-end. You got yourself an impactful D-tackle in DJ Reader. But I think we all wanted somebody you could pair with Hutch to kill a quarterback. I don't think you got that because I don't believe in Marcus Davenport because he cannot stay healthy. I think his career high is 9 sacks. Like 3 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Where's it go? Can't stay healthy. Scares me. Amik Robertson, you got at cornerback. That's for depth, I would assume. And you re-signed Dan Skipper. And then the other move you made, by the way, was you traded for Carlton Davis. And Carlton Davis might be good, 27 years old, plays with some true physicality. But if you read up on Carlton Davis, you find out that his play is declining. Why? Because of injuries. That dude can't stay healthy either. And by the way, I don't think Brad Holmes upgraded the secondary as much as you could upgrade the secondary. I talked about this yesterday on the radio. I had a caller call up and say, well, he did upgrade the secondary because when you upgrade from Vildor and Josh Jacobs, or Jerry Jacobs, I should say, then you've upgraded. Well, I guess, but you're talking about two guys that aren't that good. And you upgraded to a guy that isn't a ton better. You don't believe me? There's this side-by-side. One is Jerry Jacobs. The other is Carlton Davis. And their stats are almost identical. You're paying one $14 million less now because he restructured his deal. You paid the other $900,000. My point is, I don't think you got that much better in the secondary. And while I do think you got better on the D-line, which will make you better in the secondary if you can get to the quarterback quicker, you still don't have a DN that's going to wreak havoc on quarterbacks. Offensively, I think you're in great shape. And I do believe that you're going to do what you did last year. You're going to put a whole lot of points up on the scoreboard, 30-plus a game. So I give you a B. I give you a B. But I also need to know from you, do I need to apologize to Brad Holmes? I was underwhelmed at the start. I'm now more happy about free agency for sure. But I look on social media and I say, I see all these people like, oh, Brad Holmes, greatest GM alive. He might be. I think he's the greatest drafter alive. I'm not quite sure about free agency yet. People say, oh, Brad Holmes is cooking. What does that mean exactly? I think it's a good thing to cook. Unless you're me. You don't want me cooking. I'm a shitty cook. Odds are, if you eat my food, you're going to get food poisoning. I'm not going to do it on purpose. I'm just a bad cook. But people think Brad Holmes is cooking. I do think people go out of their way because they love the Lions so much and the success that they had last year to talk about the great job Holmes is doing. And I think he's done a good job. That's why I give him a B. I would kill for a grade of a B when I was in high school. Never got Bs. I got like Cs. I know that's hard for you to believe, right? Sometimes Ds. Couple Fs. I flunked out of college. What do you want from me, okay? I'm not a smart guy. I think you know this about me. But I give him a solid B. And I'm not going to give him an apology until I see what the players that he brought here do next season. Or do I have to give him an apology? I want to know from you. Answer the question, if you'd be so kind. What grade do you give Brad Holmes in free agency? That's number one. And then number two. Do people like me owe him an apology? People that thought the free agency period started underwhelmingly and weren't afraid to say so. And again, I think you may have agreed with me. So answer those two questions if you'd be so kind. And that is the Daily Ticket, my friends. Let's get some comments in the mix from yesterday's episode. And then I'm going to let you go enjoy your hump day. And don't forget tomorrow, people. Tomorrow, the NCAA tournament gets officially underway. I don't buy any of this playing crap. I don't care about the playing crap. 12:15, Michigan State versus Mississippi State. I guarantee you, MSU will win. You want to slap me right now, don't you? You want to kick my ass. I used that joke earlier on Valenti and Rico. And Rico literally punched me. I don't think he got any joy out of that at all. What are you going to do? All right, so yesterday's podcast was all about Mike Greenberg, the talking head from ESPN, and his comments about the Packers and the Lions. He believes that the Packers have surpassed the Lions and that the Lions have missed their window. A lot of y'all disagree. Let me read a couple comments. Tom McClain, 8893, says, NFC North improved probably best division in football. Lions will stay atop. Here's another one. Stefan Digert, 7600, is Love really the answer for Green Bay? He still stares down receivers. He still throws off his back foot. The Bucs beat the crap out of Green Bay last year on the road. Houston will be healthy this year. It's true the Lions committed some costly turnovers on Thanksgiving and lost. I think anybody could have won the game. Remember one thing, Love is not Rodgers and never will be. I happen to think Jordan Love is pretty damn good. I know a lot of people focus on that awful pass he threw in the divisional game against the Niners. I think he's really good. So answer the question. What grade do you give Holmes in free agency? I give him a B. I think that's a pretty damn good grade. My parents would love me more if I got Bs in high school and middle school and elementary school, just in general. Yeah, they love me more. I guarantee it. And do I and people like me that were underwhelmed by free agency owe Brad Holmes an apology? Because he successfully plugged every hole that the Lions had coming into this season. Now, we don't know if these guys are going to be able to stay healthy. But a lot of people say Brad Holmes is cooking. And that apparently means I need to apologize because I doubted the meal that Holmes was cooking us. Hit me up in the comments, and we'll join you tomorrow. Have a great hump day, everybody. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.